3. We're trying to Barry Campbell, talking about the brilliant winner of Aranzano, the filly, in the first race at Devonport today. Well, she certainly put the writing on the wall with her trial, Barry, and she delivered on race day.
Yeah, probably the opposition wasn't good, but the time was good.
She ran a track record, 59.4, which is 59.47 Rebel Bride's record. She's a fair filly's record to beat.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me. I said to my wife last night, she said, will she win? I said, if she ran a record, whether that wins it or not, I don't know. But I was pretty confident she's bloody fast.
You've been happy with this filly all along, haven't you?
Oh, she's a good filly. Before she raced here, she won a trial by 6 at Longford. And all her gallops have been good. She just ran off that day. So we turned around and let her forget about it.
Well, she certainly forgot about it. She rode like a greyhound today. Those sort of times, the way she handled it, Darmanin got off and said, look, he didn't touch her. What are you going to do from here?
I don't know. What I liked about her, all her work and her trial and her race today, the best part of it's always been the end. So I don't think she's just speedy and weak. I think she's got a bit of substance to it.
So you're saying that she's capable of maybe, you know, going to a mile or even further?
Well, I said before the race, I said, I reckon she's 1,400 metres down the track. I reckon 1,400 will be her go.
Okay. Would... obviously, with, you know, winning a maiden here at Devonport against the opposition, it's hard to know exactly how much depth is there. But would it be fair to say that you'd be looking at feature races during the carnival with her?
Yeah, probably 3-year-old cup the next race we target with her. She'll probably have one run before, she might then have one. We'll just play by ear, but she won't be over-raced, I know that.
Well, we know that she's part-owned by Denise Martin, who holds a major share in the filly. Is there any chance that the filly could finish up interstate Victoria or even New South Wales?
No, she'll stay with us. She might go there. If she does, she'll come back home.
All right, but the aim is to race in Tasmania?
Yeah, like we'd... I ran reunification in the Bow Mistress and she ran third on a shocking track, and this filly's probably better than her.
Okay.
So, you know, like, those three-year-olds get in with no weight against their own sex. Sometimes they can be hard to beat if they're on their ball.
Well, I can quote a quote from Denise Martin, who texted and said that they don't have fillies running those sort of times at Warwick Farm in trials. So, you know, would you like to take her away to the interstate to test the water and play with the big guys?
No, not
or girls?
Really. No, there's nice races here for her. Like, she can do that as a four-year-old. There's plenty of good races here for her.
All right, so her three-year-old campaign will be in Tassie.
Yep.
All right, yep. Well done, Barry.
Thank you.
Denise.